Dr. Harold Herzog is a professor of psychology at Western Carolina University. He has been studying human-animal interactions for over 30 years. Herzog examined the body of research relating to the psychological and health benefits of pet ownership while he was writing his book, Some We Love, Some We Hate, Some We Eat, Why It's So Hard to Think Straight About Animals.
I began to gather all the articles that I could find that had been published on the topic from a scientific perspective. And the thing that surprised me was that I did have a pretty big stack of papers showing that pets were, in fact, good for people, that they improved various aspects of human health and psychological well-being or happiness. But the thing that surprised me was the number of papers that I found in which researchers found no effect of pets on happiness, or in some cases that pet owners were worse off. And I began collecting these piles of research, and the thing that was interesting was how big all three piles were.
So owning a pet doesn't provide an across-the-board benefit to all groups of people.
And that's true of most medical treatments. For example, not everybody benefits from antidepressant drugs. Some people do and some people don't. On the whole, the effect of the antidepressant drugs is smaller than most people think. And I think the same thing is probably true with pets. And just like with antidepressant drugs, there are downsides of pet keeping. For example, in the United States, 85,000 people a year are taken to hospitals because they trip over their pet. I happen to know three of them. Pets are the second largest source of conflict between neighbors. There's no evidence that as a group, pet owners live longer than non-pet owners. But I'm not arguing that on the whole, pets are bad for people, but I think the evidence that they're on the whole good for people is really mixed.
What do you think is causing this disparity of findings?
There's a number of reasons that I think the research in this area is problematic. And one of it is a lot of it's based on self-report. I'm a pet owner. I'm a pet lover. I really like to believe, and indeed I think, that my pet makes me happier. She's a cat. She sits on my lap in the evening. I'm watching television or reading a book. I feel that I feel better. But that's not the same thing as objective evidence on that. For example, one of the best studies in this area was done in Northern Ireland by Debbie Wells. She looked at people that were suffering from chronic fatigue syndrome. Half of the people that she looked at had gotten pets. Half of them had not. She went back 6 months after people got these pets, and she asked them, you know, did your pet make you feel better? And almost all of them said yes. But then she had actually given them some objective measures of their symptoms with chronic fatigue before they got the pet, and then 6 months later, and found that there was absolutely no difference. So the people thought that their pets were making them feel better. But in reality, when you looked at the severity of their symptoms, there was no difference at all.
What about claims that pet owners are less lonely than people who don't own pets?
Well, in fact, some studies have found that pet owners are more lonely. That's the other thing, is that one of the stacks of papers on the floor of my office when I was accumulating this data was a stack of papers that found that pet owners were worse off. Some studies have found, for example, that pet owners are more likely to be depressed, they're more likely to have panic attacks, they're more likely to smoke, they're more likely to be obese, they're more likely to have ulcers, they're more likely to have migraine headaches, and the list sort of goes on from that. It's not all a bed of roses when it comes to living with animals.
Pet owners are a self-selected group. How does this affect the research?
Most of the studies that we do have compare pet owners with non-pet owners. And let's say you find, for example, that pet owners get more exercise. Well, it's possible that it's not the pet owning that made them get the exercise, but the fact that they had more energy to begin with, and that's why they decided to get a pet. So we have a problem when it comes to figuring out what's causal and what's not causal in terms of doing research in this area.
Why do you think people seem to generally believe that owning pets benefits their health?
I think that the idea really started getting national news back in 1980 when a woman named Erica Friedman, who's a very good researcher, was working on her doctoral dissertation at the University of Pennsylvania. Her doctoral dissertation was on the effect of social connections on survivorship from heart attacks. And she was following a group of roughly 100 heart attack victims over the course of a year. A bunch of them died. It's sort of an afterthought amongst the questions that she asked when she originally recruited the people was, do they own a pet? And what she found after a year, and she actually had the mortality rates, was that the pet owners had roughly one-fourth the number of deaths over the course of the year as the non-pet owners. This was what I think really started the idea that pets are good for people. The thing is that there have been a large number of studies since then that have shown this effect. They're the ones that get all the press. You know, interest groups like the American Veterinary Medical Association, the Pet Products Manufacturers Association, the people that sell dog foods and leashes and things like that, they really push this idea that pets are beneficial to human health. Again, my argument is that the results are actually mixed when you look at the totality of studies.
You can find links to several of the studies discussed on Herzog's blog on Psychology Today, Animals and Us. Katya Ivanov, WUWF News.